I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Of Podcart. My name's Helena, and thank you for listening to this podcast. I don't have any fancy jingles. Apparently, I've been told that I'm getting a few composed for me this week, which after 6 years would be quite nice. It's just I'm a bit lazy. Well, I say I'm lazy, I'm quite busy. But you know, we need some jingles. Opened up with China. I'm thinking that's how we're going to pronounce it. It's spelled C-H-I-N-A-H. Tempted to go down the whole London route of saying China, but that track is called Minds, and they are a three-piece from Copenhagen. Their EP is going to be available to, via their label Number 3 in January, and what a stunning track that is. The first, when I first heard that track, the first two bars, I fell in love immediately. I could go into composition and production, but I think this time I just want to go with the fact that I absolutely adore it. I'm a bit of a greedy bastard. When I hear a song that I instantly love, instead of leaving it a while, I will listen to it about 50 times in 1 hour. And the thing recently happened, the same thing actually happened a few days ago with Grimes and her new track, Flesh Without Blood. And I was just listening to it the full day on Vivo, on Spotify, on all the music industry things that I probably shouldn't be using, and be advocating more of a DIY ethic. But it's such a good song. I guess people say that when they're eating like McDonald's. Oh, but it's such, it tastes good. I will say in that track, there's like this beautiful R&B vibe towards the end. And it reminds me of early Destiny's Child, like Bugaboo, which is kind of cool. But yeah, moving on to another trio. This is Norway's Sauropod, and this is Winter Song.
Of bombs, they
is Sauropod and fucking hell. They are from Norway, and guys, if you're listening to this, I am so sorry if I say your names wrong, because I'm used to my name being pronounced wrong every single day. My surname is Rifai, and I've had Rufrak, Reefer, just hundreds of stupid things. So I am sorry if this is comical. I'm not taking the piss. So we have Jonas Røing on guitar and vocals, Camilla Wahl Larsen, it might be Wahl Larsen though, on bass and vocals, and Jürgen Nateland Apeness on drums. I hope that's okay. So these are people, they in the O's in Jürgen and Jonas's names have got the kind of strike through in them. So I'm presuming it's pronounced differently. Excuse my ignorance, I'm coming across as a right idiot, but these are people that are not using shite hipster characters in their names to be cool. It's actually authentic. You know, you see now people have triangles and they've omitted all the vowels, and which, hey, Mastercraft did that, so I can't really slag them off too much because I love them, but yeah, triangles and umlauts have become a massive thing, and nah, let's stop that. Let's go back to normality, please. So that band, you also know that on stage they will rip you and the venue a new hole. I just want to walk round with this in my headphones, and I want to gesticulate rudely to everyone, just flipping them my fingers, tell them to fuck off. So yeah. Check them out, Sauropod. Again, I hope I've pronounced. I've gone down the dinosaur route and gone with it that way. But again, that's Winter Song. Go and seek it. But we'll have links on the website, obviously. Speaking of anger, I've had quite the education this year in terms of bands and musicians, both with blogging and working on a label, but I do PR and a few other bits and pieces. And I've decided to do a very lengthy blog as an almost how-to, as it has struck me that a lot of musicians, they expect things handed to them on a plate, and I've kind of had enough. I've also started interviewing various promoters at different venues across the country about their thoughts on supporting bands and playing shows, and it will be up on our site before the end of the year. It will no doubt, it will probably ruffle a few feathers, but hopefully it will inspire more than anything else. I've actually decided that I'm going to do a series of podcasts on it as well, which will hopefully be more of use to anyone else, and that will... Yeah, I won't obviously go as global as a few other podcasters. Scroobius Pip, for one, he's become a real favourite. Just a plug for another podcast is the Adam Buxton one. It is so good. Let's move on to the next track and get some more music. So this is the Van Tees, and this is Laguna Babe.
We'll be right back.
So this is a band I've actually loved working with, and they're called the Van Tees. They're on the Block Music label, and they're a quartet. So it's Hannah, Chloe, Joanne, and Sean. And they're going to be releasing a video for this track today, and the single came out last Friday. The video was directed by the ferociously talented Tim Courtney, who is BAFTA nominated. I always have to slip that in there, and he'll laugh because it's a tagline. Tim, you have to embrace this. And he has the most incredible team, Factotum CS. And there were so many volunteers on the day of that shoot, which was really, it was quite emotional for a lot of people and very humbling. And Sharon Stephen, who's a kind of a pinnacle, she's like a stalwart within Scottish music, having managed a band who are called We Were Promised Jetpacks. Some people might know who they are. And she's just done loads. And she is very unpretentious with it as well. She just kind of does... just her talents are unbelievable. And she's just a generally good egg. So the video is, as I say, it's out tomorrow. And as a band, I just think the potential of them is unbelievable. They're not a kind of novelty, which is great. The songwriting abilities and just the passion that they have for gigs as a band, for going to other people's shows and music in general, is just really admirable. And it's quite exciting, actually. But yeah, moving on to something that's somewhat heavier and another one to blow the cobwebs off. This is Civil Elegies, and this is Children on the Road. So the trio, Civil Elegies, and it includes Hamish Black, from who's been in Thin Privilege, Hunt Gather, Friends in America, Oh my God, you name it. And Grant Donaldson, who recently went topless at the skinny 10th birthday party in Edinburgh and danced on the stage with a pig mask on. He threw himself over the barrier while Fuck Buttons, the track, was playing and he was bleeding. It was all very entertaining. And so Hamish is another one who's got an unbelievable stage presence. And I remember at Wicker Man and he was just kind of snarling like one of the gargoyles in Ghostbusters and on top of the speakers just going mental. And, you know, you laugh, but at the same time, you just kind of think this is absolutely awesome. So they're self-releasing their second album of 2015 on the 18th of November, and it's called The Consideration of Amateur Jockeys. Apparently it's a Kafka reference, and I'm assuming it's the writer and not the clothing company. That's my poor joke of the evening. And Hamish describes it as music as dark, churning, repetitive, and the lyrics actually deal with suicidal depression. And he's actually put, "What more can you want?" It is a serious topic, and given the kind of SMAF festival that's going on at the moment, it's another thing that is quite important to talk about. The guys have a real black humour about them, which I really admire, and they're quite highbrow actually, but they produce really kind of intelligent and progressive and just gut churning rock music. But yeah, the album I've been listening to this week, and it's really great. So, moving on, we're going to flashback Friday now, 20 years, to make me feel very old, and this is Pulp.
Mom, man.
bet that takes some of you back. So taken from the number one album, Different Glass, which is 20 years old and making a few of us probably very old as well. That track was actually played live at the Brits in 96, and it was a big smiley, yellow smiley face in the background. I'm sure it was the same year the whole Michael Jackson stuff kicked off as well. But I was talking to my other half this evening and I was like, right, tell me what you kind of remember about this track. And he said that the lyric where it says in the middle of the night it feels all right and then you come down, he at the time was 10 years old and he thought it was about homework. And he explained that if he hadn't done his homework, he thought, you know, oh my God, at night time you're thinking, oh shit, I've not done what I was supposed to do. And in the morning, you're like, oh, you come downstairs and you think, oh, fuck, I've not done my homework, which made me laugh so much. He obviously didn't realise it was about drug use. I was 16 at the time, so I was in the prime of my drug use. It was actually the year that I'd discovered speed, I think. And I remember it being really dirty, but I loved it. My first E was actually in 1994, which is a bit mental. And I was in my bedroom with this girl I met in the summer. And we struck up this friendship because of the Prodigy's No Good Start to Dance. And we popped a pill and just kind of went a bit mental in my bedroom while my parents were actually in the house, which was really funny. It was one of the best days of my life. And if my mother's listening to this, then I hope you don't go mental. Jarvis curated an album, The Trip, with Steve Mackey. And there's, just on a side note, there's a version of the Everly Brothers' I Wonder If I Care As Much. And back when it was released, I've actually lost the CD now, and I found the track today. And it's, as an album, it's well worth finding, as it showcases just a cracking amount of old school music that you might not necessarily go out to find. But yeah, that's a kind of quite a lot of honest information there. So moving on, this is Found, and this is Souvenir for Every Hope You Had.
Setbacks hacks and hang-ups about where you come from holds you back. You feel to me the expectation and be right off the golden track.
Years since their last album release, Factory Craft, and I remember getting a promo from Chemical Underground and feeling really chuffed. Generally a label of very awesome individuals, and I always feel a bit inferior in their company as I just kind of stand there looking at them, thinking, don't tell them, Helena, how much you love them. Just remain calm and don't make a cunt of yourself. But yeah, Chemical, what a history. And so found that that single's actually the opening track and the first single to be taken from the album. The lyrics put me in mind of Ben Gibbard, and I hope that doesn't piss bands off, because I know when you compare people sometimes they're like, oh, you're a lazy bastard, could you not have thought of something else? But I think it's always nice to have a reference point about things. Obviously if it's way off, then fair enough, you can get pissed off, but I think that one's quite apt. But yeah, so the album, another album that I've listened to quite a lot over the last few weeks, and really excellent. I think it's a real kind of change for them, in my opinion. A lot of people might not think that, but yeah, they're one of those bands that are in the background, and as soon as you either listen to them or they appear again, you realise how awesome they are. Which I always think of bands like Elbow like that. You kind of forget about them, obviously, before the Olympics and any other sporting programme kind of adapted one day like this, and you're just sick of it. But I'm talking about earlier stuff with Elbow, and you just think, oh my god, do you remember how fucking good that album is? But yeah, that's found. So coming up to the last track of the podcast, and I realise I've been quite chatty on this one. So it's 10 to 10 in the evening, and I'm sat in a really dark office in the city centre, and there's this really scary statue that belongs to someone that works in my office, and apparently they got it in Senegal, so you can imagine, just, you know, stereotype everything about that. But we're finishing on, so it's Hawk. This is a band, they're with A Badge of Friendship, the PR company, who DJ, who have a radio show on FUBAR, who do absolutely everything. But this track is called Once Told. It's due out on February 19th, and it focuses, it's a very, very serious, kind of serious story behind the track. And it focuses on Ireland's abortion laws and issues around pregnancy. It's a political message from the band, as they want to raise an awareness about the kind of mindset of lead singer Julie's home country. So it's a very important issue, not just for them, but for a lot of people. And my grandmother was actually an Irish Catholic. So I was actually lucky, in the respect that my mum's very liberal and about things. So I can't really understand how people can dictate to women what they should be doing with their bodies, as I would never let anyone dictate to me about something like that. And it's a really powerful, strong track, and Julie's vocals are just incredibly powerful. I am finishing with this, and thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. And next week I will have a TYCI special.